Blog Talk Radio.
Can call us at 347-945-7246. And of course, you can go to our Facebook and like us and have all the information. I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm your host. I'm clinical psychologist and family therapist. And here is my co-host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sheena Benjamin Wise, family law attorney. And again, we are excited to bring another show to talk about hot topics of the week and have our very special guest tonight to
Absolutely.
Talk about something very important to our listeners.
Yeah. And let's, Sheena, to remind our audience that it's a talk show. It's not a divine show. Anyway, you know, the topic we talk about is a lot of things: divorce, marriage, love, sex, alimony, children. And by the way, the children, you know, tomorrow is the last day of the school. Oh,
today was the last day of school, and they're really excited.
Yeah. Do you have your daughter have a plan for the summer?
She's got various activity schedules. She's got, you know, math camp that she's going to go to. She's got, you know, all these kind of, you know, sporting events that she's going to go to. So she's all excited.
What did your children do for the summer?
We travel up north, go to a hockey camp, and do some horseback riding.
See, that's why they're doing just the sport activity. You know, I feel my heart for all these women that they need to know, what do we do with their sons? They may be crazy. But it's just 2 months, so.
It's actually 10 weeks. No.
Countdown. And my grandson, not going to school yet. How was your week, Sheena?
My week was good, very, very good. You know, it was really exciting coming to the end of the school year, like we're saying. And, you know, a lot of the children are getting acknowledged for their hard work of the year and looking forward to break. And, you know, that's what it's all about right now.
And business-wise, it's more, people will get more divorced, you know, because right now, you know, they're more fighting, you know. Who's going to keep care of the other child?
Over the summer, it's a tough time because, you know, the parties try to get along because they want to not go to court and go on their vacations. Because if they fight, then they'll end up in court and miss the cruise and they'll miss the, you know, the hotel reservation. So they try to, you know, stay in control.
Well,
how about you? Your clients are a little bit...
Yes, because, you know, when people are getting together, this is the time they're fighting, you know. Mm-hmm. Holiday, summer... vacation, so all the demons go for the car. Yes, I have a lot of more and very, very different story every time I'm in a BMA, but after so many years I do what I do, so
that's one of the reasons why we have this show. We have this show to address some of these issues that impact families. And, you know, we encourage our listeners to call in, share your stories, let us know how you've gotten through different issues, whether it's getting ready for summer or really dealing with those situations where, you know, having children don't do so well over the summer. So now what and how you get through that. So, you know, please call in. Our number is 347-945-7246.
And how did they find you, my dear Sheena?
Oh, yes. If you need to talk to me, you can call me at 954-783-9737. My office is in Pompano Beach, and I will work with anyone in the Broward County or Palm Beach County area.
Yeah. And, you know, if people don't want to get divorced, why do they need you?
Well, sometimes there are some issues that come up that they need to iron out. Maybe they've gotten divorced years ago and things have changed and they really need to make some adjustments, whether it's to time sharing or to child support or moving to another part of town. You know, sometimes you really need the advice of a divorce attorney.
And you are the wisest
choice in family law. Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, let's talk about what happened in the world and in America. Today I saw on the TV about the soldier that kept the Taliban for 5 years.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to see the family, because it's a long way after 5 years to be with the Taliban. And what the Taliban told him, don't come back to Afghanistan because the next time we're going to kill you. So we're glad and welcome back. And it was very, you know, political that it was right to release a terrorist and bring him back or not, but I think...
Right. With all the controversy that might come or arise from this issue, one thing we do have to remember is that he's a member of somebody's family, and they're rejoiceful to have their family member back. And as a nation, we get to have, you know, come and embrace that person back into our arms as Americans. So
one of the famous story was from Israel, almost the same story. It was a soldier, the name is Gilad Shalit. He was in the Hezbollah for 5 years, and the family, the government did everything. They released 1,000 terrorists to bring back, and his father was last week here in Miami. And, you know, every person, every soldier that's going to Afghanistan, Kuwait, or Lebanon, that we're glad that he came back. So all the best. It's a long way to be a soldier, but I heard the father said, we hope to be still know how to speak English. So, yes, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I think, you know, once he settles in, he's going to be, you know, embraced. But we Americans like to tease our family members and kind of poke fun and try to keep it light.
Welcome home, and we're really glad.
Yeah.
Something totally different that's, you had the graduation.
Yeah.
You're going to take a photo picture. You go to the beauty parlor. You look so beautiful. And then when you open the book, you see, wow, somebody added something to my outfit.
The editing. Yeah.
So what do you think about this?
I think it's a nice twist.
Yeah.
You get to see a different option that maybe you wouldn't have planned yourself.
Wow.
So you have no problem with this, that you... somebody took a photo picture and they changed, I mean, they added a sleeve for you, they covered the cleavage.
All, as long as it's all discreet and, you know.
Probably make me look.
What do you think?
Make sure I look better.
It's slimming, it's fitting.
Anything that you want to add, I mean, what's happened about before we're going to talk to my Miami, I mean, are you a Heat fan?
The Heat fan.
Yeah.
We live in Florida. What do you think?
And then go ahead. And did you saw Rosie O'Donnell lately? It was amazing how many pounds she lost. It was really...
No, I haven't seen her. Yeah. I did hear that she lost a lot of weight, and that would be interesting to see her, because she's always been kind of like on the plus side.
She looked a totally different person. I mean, really. So maybe she did the same program.
Maybe she's contacted the people that we have here today. Yes.
And Rosie, if you need a good advice, call us. We have the two guests. We have Karen and Allison. And Karen, please introduce yourself.
My name is Karen Gerard, and I am an AFA group exercise instructor, along with an NFPT personal trainer, and of course, U.S. Fit Corps drill instructor with Billy Hodge.
Ooh,
sounds scary.
Yeah,
he's really. Tell us about what you do in your class. I mean, what sets you apart from other instructor?
I think we're a little hardcore. We like to be, give everybody a good challenge when they're out there exercising. It's your hour, make the benefit of that hour, use it or lose it. So I've learned from the best, which is Billy Hodge. Since I moved down to Florida, I took one of his classes and I was hooked myself. And since then, he took me under his wing after I got certified. And we have similar styles, and, you know, we make a great team, and we do a lot of boot camps outside, so you try to change it up all the time and put some creativity in there.
I mean, nobody listen right now, but I want to tell, I know Billy and Karen for so many years, and I do the part of the boot camp. It's amazing. You can see the energy, you know, that in every time it's different. And the end of the class, it's so amazing that you feel the body that you
Well, one of the keys is motivation,
yeah.
And that's either by demonstration yourself or by verbally telling people, come on, let's go. So those are two big keys, I think. It's always good to have a great example in front of you, and then also to be able to motivate people with verbal.
Yeah. Karen, you used the term AFA. What does that mean?
It's American Fitness Association.
Okay, so when you say you're an AFA instructor.
You need to get certified by certain, there's different, AIDS is another one, there's different programs that you can get certified. So you do have to get in front of them, a board or, you know, testers.
So why is that important to somebody who really doesn't know anything about fitness but wants to get fit and wants to hire somebody to help them?
Well, you could be at risk. If I did not know how to properly demonstrate and teach you how to do an exercise, I could put you in danger and I wouldn't want to do that.
Okay.
The same with you.
So you have to make sure you're careful with choosing the person who's helping you.
Yes.
That's when you can teach every place in the United States or just
with the certification, sure. Yes. As you know, most gyms would ask you for a certification. They want to make sure that you're certified to make sure that you know what you're doing because you're being one of their representatives when you're in that gym.
Okay. All
right. And Allison, welcome to the board.
Thanks
who you are.
Well,
tell us about what you do.
Sure. My name is Allison Escalante, and I am also a certified personal trainer and group fitness instructor. I'm a licensed sports nutrition specialist. I actually love working with athletes and working in the fitness field and modeling body mass, stripping fat, making it faster, stronger. And I'm also in my senior year at FIU obtaining my registered dietitian's license.
All right.
Why athletes? What's the difference between athletes and the average people?
An athlete, it's different. It's different nutrition because you're working on enhancing performance and their needs are different. Their body mass is different. So there's going to be different needs rather than just the average person. So
yeah, and I would imagine that there's less pulling teeth with athletes as opposed to
actually,
somebody like me.
I'm going to say the opposite. There's a lot
really?
Of pulling teeth. Which is how
it
makes a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Four boys,
so. Yeah. Oh,
wow. Yeah. So,
it's a little challenging.
What do you think about all the TV show about losing weight, The Bigger Loser, and you know, it was yesterday, so someone in the show, it was, I don't remember the name of the show. What do you think about this episode?
I mean, I think it's great. You know, my biggest thing, I'm the biggest advocate, of course, for making a lifestyle change, and as long as I see people losing weight, you know, the proper way, teaching them proper nutrition, how to eat, you know, proper supplementation, and they're not, you know, harmful toxins in their body, and they're changing, you know, from the inside out, because I believe that as you change your body from the inside out, everything's going to come together. You know, those absolutely fully support.
What do you think about this, Karen?
I want to go on the show.
Yeah.
I want to exercise all day.
So if somebody listens there, Karen, she's available.
Yeah.
Any producers out there
looking
for
And you're right, Dr. Billy. We are inundated with the media and commercials and infomercials and this videotape and that machine and you know, $10 a month at this club. And so how does one who knows they need to do something know what steps would you say to give them to, you know, kind of take the first?
To take up for the couch.
How do you filter through all this stuff?
Sometimes I find that you need to find something that you like. Now, it could be a Zumba class, anything that gets you, it could be power walking, it's anything. You have to start from scratch. You have to find something, and a buddy is a great asset as well. It gets you to commit in the morning. Okay, we're doing at 7. I'm not going to get flack back from Sally when I tell her I'm not getting out of bed.
Yeah.
So between those two things, finding something that you really can enjoy, and you got to experiment a little bit. It's not going to come right away, but that is a true key in my eyes, finding something that you enjoy. And, of course, also having a couple of friends, you know, options to commit yourself so you got a buddy to do it with. And so it's social as well, and it's you don't feel like you're just doing it by yourself.
Yeah, that's why when I have a fellow patient that started to lose weight, they go to the gym, take a class. You meet people that are going to motivate you.
Absolutely.
If you go just to by yourself and go all the machine, it's okay. I don't know if it's the same, but you need the motivation to be with people. So everybody's fighting about the place of the bench, everybody fight who's taking the weight. So this is part
they
of
fight
the
absolute.
Hello.
Obviously, I'm not at the bench.
We have dibs on the spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and everybody's on spot. And it's motivates you because people, you know people know you, and it's really great. You're dealing, Alessandra, with your nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
From your experience, I'm not talking about ethics. I'm talking about the average person.
Right.
How many people are losing weight and getting back on percentage?
Oh, a lot.
So the question was,
how do you keep it off?
How do you keep? Well, like I said, keeping it off would turn into that lifestyle change. And going back to your first question of how do you filter through, I want to say almost all the gimmicks. And, you know, the answer is there is no quick fix. There's no shortcut. You know, hard work is hard work. There's no shortcut to, you know, losing 50 pounds. You have to put in the work. And then I would say, you know, find something fun, you know, something that works for you. But I would always go back to that. And, you know, the way that I do work with people is a lifestyle change. You know, that's why I would say the percentage is very high because your goal is you don't want them going on a quick fix. Those don't work. Not only are they unhealthy, but you are going to put the weight back on. You know, so.
Tell our callers what you mean about a lifestyle change. What does that mean exactly?
It's a lot of work.
You know, it's a lifestyle change. You know, you're changing your habits.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, you know, a popular, you know, program that I found, I mean, I've been a part of a lot of different challenges, you know, 90-day challenges, 60-day challenges, and all stemming from the same concept of teaching a lifestyle change. And I would say it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. And the program that I use is a 24-day program, and that's the design. If I can change your habits in 24 days, you can instill new, you know, you're going to instill new habits. It's going to be making better food choices,
mm-hmm.
being aware of what carbs are going to help you burn fat, what carbs are going to put on weight, what are lean proteins, what are not, you know, what are the benefits of whole fruits and vegetables, which one should you be intaking for weight loss, you know, which one should you be taking at a certain time of day, and that's what I like to make people aware of, and that's really what I mean by a lifestyle change,
so
that they're aware when they go to pick up a food, they know in their mind, you know, which option to take.
What you mean, you need to take an SAT to understand.
No,
I say, you need a scale and a weigh.
Not that complicated.
We do have a caller. You want to see? You can just finish your sentence.
Well, I was just going to say, some of this is also the way you're brought up. And to be
absolutely.
The fried chicken that you're
mm-hmm.
making, and now that someone says, have chicken, I'm just like, sure, I'll have my
yeah.
chicken. But now we're talking about broiled right. chicken. We're talking about cleaning it down and keeping your palate clean and not adding the creamy sauces. This little lifestyle
mm-hmm.
change, well, you might like Alfredo sauce, but now eliminate that and just have a smaller portion of the pasta. No one's saying you can't have the pasta. We're just saying have the whole wheat and make it a little bit smaller.
Absolutely.
Have smaller portions during the day instead of the three meal
mm-hmm.
deals that we grew up on. It's really actually six small meals a day so that you're opening up that refrigerator and closing the engine burns a little bit faster when you have smaller portions mm-hmm. and you're having it six times a day rather than three and feeling stuffed like after Thanksgiving.
If mm-hmm. people want to ask, you know, the two amazing, you should see them. It's amazing how they look. When we went to the big wedding, nobody listens, Billy, and Lorraine, I watching what you eat. You ate everything. I mean, it was amazing because she ate everything herself. So how she can keep this in shape? I'm in so good shape. So that explains the how.
Well,
you can
actually,
balance.
One of the things I did in my 30s, I did exercise hardcore because I like to eat. So that was one of the things. However, I have found, you know, two centuries later, that you know that also has to change. That's not my key anymore. Now my key is, you know, I found after passing 50 that you have to work 2.5 times harder for 50% of the results that I used to get when I would only run 3.5 miles in my 30s
yeah.
and have my six pack. Well, that's not working anymore. So you have to change that up as well. And so, yes, that might be my main meal for the day and earlier during the day. Unfortunately, I'm not a big breakfast person. I like yogurt, but that's about it. I'm not, you know, maybe on the weekends an omelet if we're out. But so, you know, you should have six small meals a day. So if you can do that, and unfortunately sometimes you do have events that maybe there's a little bit more food there.
I guess
they're
a little jealous.
Even
tells
you they don't cheat, they're lying.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my kind of
girl. Everybody's human.
The board is lighting up. Everybody's really interested in this topic. It must be because we're going into, or we're already in, swimsuit season.
The bikini, yeah.
So let's tap into the first caller and see what questions they have for everybody. Hi, you've called into the Family Power Hour. You have a question for our callers. Hello?
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 Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Good evening.
Good. You have a question for our guest tonight?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I have an echo on my ear. Allison, I work out with Allison, who's on
okay.
the phone with you. My name is Tammy, and she asked me to call in and share my experience with the Avacare 24-Day Challenge.
All right, so tell us about your challenge.
Okay, well, first of all, I mean, I do work out, and I eat pretty healthy, but I was, you know, I lost about 10 pounds, and I was stuck at a plateau. So I spoke to Allison, and I asked her what to do, and she educated me on the Avacare 24-Day Challenge. So I said, all right, let me try it. And I have to tell you, it's amazing. The results were amazing. I lost an extra 7 pounds and 3 inches off my waist in the 24 days. Not only that, doing the cleanse, it just makes you feel more energetic. You lose that bloat feeling, that bloat look. You're a lot lighter feeling. And it breaks some of your habits. Like I used to drink coffee instead of coffee. I drink Spark now. I can't go without my Spark. I love my Spark. I have to have it every day. And then I do the cleanse about every 90 days. It cleans out your system, and you just feel a whole lot healthier. So I just wanted to share that with you.
I have a question. Why you choose Allison?
Allison?
Yeah. Why did you choose Allison? Yeah.
Oh, because I work out with her at the gym.
Okay. All right. So that's why I find. How did you find about Allison and why you choose her? And apparently you had a great experience. All right. So
Man, tell me about the supplements that you're taking with the AvoCare. Was it easy to take? Was it?
It's very easy to take. You know, just take it with some water or take it with a Spark. I've tried several supplements with your local vitamin stores, and I never saw any results. I swear by AvoCare, especially their omegas. I mean, if you've ever take fish oil from like GNC or Whole Foods, if you get that aftertaste, that fish taste in your mouth with AvoCare products, you don't get any of that. They're
right.
Very, very good products.
All right. Well, thank you.
What I want to ask you to do for us, go to our Facebook, Family Power Hour, and post your photo picture. We want to see how you're looking these days. So,
okay.
And credit Allison.
Yeah, absolutely. And good luck to you. And all right, good luck and good evening.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This lady is talking about cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
cleansing.
Okay, well, a proper cleanse is designed to get rid of, like I said, all the toxins and impurities in your intestines. And as we were talking about earlier, even if you have a regular digestive system, you're still going to be holding toxins and impurities in your small intestine. So the average person, even if you're regular, you still hold between 5 and 25 pounds of waste in your intestines. And if you're not regular, you can hold up to 45. In fact, you can open up autopsy reports at Elvis Presley if you want. You can look at autopsies we have out there. And they found 45, I think up to 50 pounds of waste. I know it sounds disgusting. Sorry, I have to go there. But, but that does, you know, make the point. And a lot of your absorption from the nutrition, the nutrients in your body, occurs exactly where your small intestines are. So if you have that blockage, how much are you really absorbing? And I always go back to our food today, too, is just not the same. I mean, even if you're buying from the local farmer, by the time a fruit or a vegetable hits your table, it's already, 3 to 4 weeks old is the earliest. Most of it coming from California, Mexico, to 8 weeks. By the time that hits your table, it's already lost 50% of the value. So just think about how much are you really absorbing. Now it's already lost some of the value, and you have blockage in your intestines. How much of that nutrition are you really absorbing? Mm-hmm. And that's the design behind a proper cleanse. I will say the reason that I use this one is because, like I said, as I was just saying, I don't like, you know, cleanses where you're not eating food. I believe you should be eating food and learning how to eat properly. So this just adds in proper product to reset your body. And once you're cleansed and you reset your body, then you can absorb, you know, the nutrition from the food that you're intaking better, as well as the supplements that you're taking.
Mm-hmm. We have another question, but let's go to the break. And
okay.
You want to have another?
Yeah, we'd like to.
Okay.
Hi, you've called into the Family Power Hour. You have a question for our guest.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, I guess I'm a little overweight, but I wanted to ask your opinion regarding, now there's the whole push for gluten-free and certain things that you take out of your body, such as, like I said, the gluten or sugar, and introducing other ingredients like the quinoa, the chia seeds, and all these other natural stuff. How natural is the Advocare Challenge supplement?
Great question. Thank you.
Well, the supplements, like I said, I mean, they're very natural, and I think what I'm going to kind of go back to is the testing on the product, because you are correct in that the supplement industry is not regulated or tested, which is my problem with it. Just for an example, let's go ahead and use fish oil. Fish oil are your omega-3s, which are probably the most essential supplement you are ever going to take. Okay, it's what 20% of our brain is made of. It's essential for, you know, reducing inflammation in our body, which is what reduces cancer risk, cardiovascular disease. So let's just go ahead and take fish oil. Actually, there was a report done. Consumer Labs did a study. Dr. Oz aired it. He doesn't, you know, he's not an endorser of Advocare, but he was airing results on the Consumer Labs. And they took the top 33 fish oil companies, pharmaceutical grades. Every single one of them was contaminated with mercury except for two. And Advocare was one of the clean ones, which is one of the things that actually brought me upon this company.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the, you know, natural, the cleanliness of these products, I will say it's the only thing that I will put my name on and that I actually personally, you know, put into my own body.
Okay. Do you have another question for our guest? All right. Good luck to you. And keep listening.
Thank you.
Maybe we're going to have more tips. You mentioned Dr. Oz, and I have a synonym of it. I try to remember. It's the coffee pills.
Oh, yeah.
See in a moment. You know what I'm talking about? The
supplement.
Something from
the
coffee.
I don't know.
Coffee.
He's done, what, the heat?
This fruit that's from...
Yeah. Oh.
Cambodia.
Right.
Cambodia.
Let's talk about that after the break. That's a great
break. All right. We'll be right after the break.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, tune in to RightStream Radio Network for Just Believe with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, here on the RightStream Radio Network. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for RightStream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. RightStream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. RightStream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network.
And here we are. Welcome, Family Power Hour, every Wednesday, 7 to 8. And we have a lot of topics every week. And you can find us at Facebook, Family Power Hour. Please go. If you have any question, any suggestion, we welcome to you to hear for your opinion. And you can call, 374-945-7246. And before we went to the break, we started to talk about any supplement. What do you recommend? Any supplement you can recommend?
It's on a person-to-person basis, and I always say to, you know, of course, visit their doctor depending on their needs and what they are. But I have to say probably the most common, you know, supplements that pretty much for anybody, as we were just talking about omega-3 and just the vital importance of that overall on your health.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also say a good multivitamin. you know, especially something with calcium and vitamin D, because your body's actually not going to absorb calcium unless you have vitamin D and magnesium in there. So not something that we just, it's one of the biggest deficiencies that we have in the United States.
But you're talking about vitamin D. We live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the sun. I mean,
uh-huh.
So why?
You would think.
Yeah, yeah,
you would think,
yeah.
But it is one of the biggest deficiencies. Then, you know, some people, of course, you know, if you're out, be able to go out in the sunlight, of course, it's a great natural way of obtaining vitamin D. But when you are intaking a calcium supplement, unless it is bridged with vitamin D and magnesium, your body's not going to have that full absorbency.
So your command for the supplement, vitamin D, omega-3, what else?
Mm-hmm. If the fitness professional, absolutely, amino acid, which, you know,
we're talking about the average cost people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to actually lose weight. You don't have to lose weight. We don't talk about professionals. So
no, at the average person.
Yeah.
If you're going to a gym, you should be on an amino acid supplement.
Okay. Now, at the end of the break earlier, we talked about the popular supplement that's being, you know, advertised on Facebook or Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and on the television. And I think, Karen, you came up with the name for us. What was it?
Cambodia.
Yeah.
Garcinia.
Right. And so based on what Alice is telling us, what do you think about that particular product? Because when I see it on Facebook, and I see that Oprah uses it, and Beyonce uses it, and Jennifer Lopez uses it. Everybody uses it. And, you know, and to me, when I look at it, and I said, this cannot be true. This is all, you know, hoop and circumstance and all that kind of stuff. So do you have an opinion on that?
I would shelf it under trends.
A trend.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just like HCG for a while was the trend.
Mm-hmm.
500 calories. Anything that
yeah.
sounds too good or...
It's too good.
It's too good. To be real, I mean,
yeah.
you still have to put some work in. There's no magic pill.
All right.
So, you know, what I would like to add, though, with supplements, I had an interesting story at one time. I want to say a couple of years ago, I had my blood work done, and I was told that I was midway sugar level-wise to being diabetic. It was like 117, 118. Cut out your starches. I'm like, I already cut out my starches. Exercise. I'm already exercising genetically. It's not my family. So I put myself on my own little supplements, and I did the fish oils, the flaxseed
mm-hmm.
oil. I'm a big fan of flaxseed. I think also as women get older, it's important to have flaxseed to provide estrogen to the body. Then I also did COQ10, which is for heart health, chromopicolate, but key was cinnamon. Cinnamon burns sugar. So I put myself on this regimen for 3 months, and I went back, and I had the 3-hour glucose test done, and I got my blood sugar down to 98.
Wow.
So that proved to me that supplements can really do something for you.
Properly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, but you need to know what's best for you. I mean, don't
Absolutely.
Just say, yeah. So
do your own research,
yeah.
too. You can educate yourself. I mean, we have the internet now, and you can do a little research and say, okay, if I'm diabetic, and I'm so surprised that cinnamon is not advocated more. Plain cinnamon, you can
mm-hmm.
sprinkle
yeah.
it or take tablets, whichever way you would like to do it, you know. Another one, natural, is apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
It's also a great supplement to add to your diet during the day.
And I'm sorry, it's good for cleansing. I know for the apple cider.
That's a great appetite suppressant.
Yeah.
If you're hungry, I've advised people, just have a glass and you put a little bit in there. And whatever sweet tooth you have will be gone.
No, right.
Yeah, I just always say never more than a tablespoon. You definitely have to, with the apple cider vinegar, because it's also very acidic, and so it also can cause ulcer. So, yeah, right. So I would always say, you know, monitor your intake. Just like she said, a little bit in a glass.
Yeah. You know, I know this is radio, and you can't really see our guests, and not only, of course, you know, I think it's a given that they're fit, but as I sit here and I look at them, you know, I see a glow in their skin and their tone, and their eyes are bright, and it's really important to know that health is all it's from inside and out, and I think you guys are really good examples of, you know, health.
Yeah, and with my mind, I said, if you're going to follow your reflection, you're going to look like you.
Yeah. Our anti-aging.
Yeah.
Another reason why you should be taking your omega-3.
Yeah.
And another key thing about exercise, mental health. I always say it's my therapy.
Mm-hmm.
At this age, I'm over 50. I'd be on antidepressants if it wasn't for exercise.
Absolutely.
It's a stress reliever for blood pressure. There's so many key things that exercise can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you feel very tired before you say, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to, you know, I just came home for work, I don't want to go to the gym, force yourself. the minute you step in the gym, something magic happened, like a magic wand, something happened, and you feel amazing. And I know as a clinical psychologist, so many years, I know when you go to gym, it's part of my job, it's really help you. We have another caller. Good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to ask Karen. This is Barbara. I'm concerned about exercising because I have some problems with my back and neck. They ache, and I don't sleep well. I'm in a lot of pain. So I'm scared that I'm going to disrupt my back more. What can I do?
Well, one reason people have back issues is usually a weak abdominal wall. So a good exercise would also be to start working on your abdominals. However, be careful whenever you're doing a sit-up. You do not want to strain your neck. A lot of people have a tendency to put their hands behind their neck and push themselves up rather than lightly placing them behind their ears and letting their abdominals do the work rather than helping it. So that would be one key as well. So you want to be careful. Another exercise to help strengthen the back would be, we call them supermans. You get on your belly, extend your arms and your legs, and you're going to fly. You're almost arching your back a little bit to give it some extra strength as well.
Wow. Great.
Yeah. I thank you, but I'm a little concerned about my lower back and arching it that way.
Okay. Well, you do everything gently. You don't ever rush into anything. You know your stress level. You know what, there's a saying, no pain, no gain, but, of course, that's all to be considered with what kind of pain we're talking about. If it's a pain that actually gives you, you know, concern, then you don't want to be doing that exercise. Another exercise, you could be also standing, soft knees, having your hands on your thighs, and just rounding out your back, and then cat stretching it. You can do this on all fours as well. You just round it out, and then cat stretch it. And when I say cat stretch, again, you're just doing a slight arch to lower back. You're pushing your belly button down to the floor.
Like a cat. And before, when you go to the gym, ask to speak with the personal trainer, someone that's going to tell you exactly what you can do, what you cannot do. So, because this is important, if you suffer your back for the neck, you don't have any, you don't want to have any injury.
Especially machines. If you're ever going to start working with machines, you definitely want to be educated. You don't want to go in there just slam weights around, because that's the one way you're really going to end up hurting yourself.
All right.
Okay, great. I appreciate
good luck,
it.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Karen, this is a time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you and good evening. This is a time, your personal trainer, how are people going to find you? What's the best number to reach you?
Well, my number is 561-866-2162.
In my age, I didn't hear. Can I?
Okay,
can
sure.
I,
I'll do it a little slower this time. 561-866-2162. I have a little New Yorker still left in me, so I try to get that to the side. But I work out of Busy Body Gym, so I have a couple of classes there. I also work with Billy doing the U.S. Fit Core boot camps. Those are usually in the evening or on the weekends as well.
So Busy Body, you Monday and
where
Wednesday.
Is Busy Body?
Busy Body has two locations. One is west on Glades Road, just west of Lyons Road.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is located right here in Plum Park, off of 20th in East Boca.
And in west gym, what days you are?
I teach at 10:30. Wednesday morning, 20 class, we do 20 minutes of cardio, 20 minutes of strength training, 20 minutes of floor exercises. And then on Thursday night, I do a boot camp at 6:30. That's outside.
And sometime on Saturday.
Yes, I sub every other Saturday with Billy.
Yeah.
It's a high-intensity workout on Saturday morning. It's very hard to be an understudy for Billy Hodge.
he's really the best. You said 20-20-20, it's good for every person? I mean, or just...
Yes, everybody. Some women will come and they don't like using steps, so you can do the exercises on the floor. You don't need to do a step. I like doing a step because it just adds to your leg strength. You know, anytime you're stepping up, you're going to add some more tone to your legs.
Well, what is 20-20-20? I don't know.
That's just the format of my class. So 20 minutes of cardio, which we use our step aerobics, but you could also use it on the floor. Then 20 minutes of strength training, meaning weights. Rubber bands, barbells, and then floor exercises, which could be just with the hand weights. It could also be with rubber bands and yoga balls.
And every time it's different, it's really, really great. And then you can use the weight that you suit for you. Alison, how people can reach you?
I'm sorry.
How people can find you? What's the best number to reach you?
561-674-5900. or email them on media, Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, at AllieFit, AllyFit.com, or I'm on Facebook under AllieFit Trainer.
Okay. And if you don't remember, go to our Facebook. You have all the information. Can you repeat the number again, please?
Sure, 561-674-5900.
I have a feeling you ladies are tough. Am I right?
I don't know about Allison, but Karen, she's really tough.
They're smiling quietly.
I always like a challenge. A challenge is always good. If you don't challenge yourself, nobody else will. And if you have that 1 hour, you want to make the best of it.
Yeah, she's really tough, but you know it's great because you know somebody cares about what you do. Are you tough, Allison?
Yeah.
She looks like she's tough.
Yeah. Right,
we have another caller.
All right. Hello. Hello. You called us.
Hello.
Hi. You have a question for our caller today?
Yes. I actually just kind of wanted to call and share. Allison, I'm one of her clients. And she put me on the 24-day Advocare Challenge, and I just wanted to share how absolutely amazing it was. It pretty much gave me the kickstart I needed to get anywhere close to being in shape. It got me to reach my goals, and it was the leanest I'd ever been, and the program is absolutely amazing.
So how active were you before you met Allison at the 24-day challenge?
I had a active, when I was younger, I played sports. All the time. I played soccer for my whole life. And then I kind of fell out of it. And, you know, through college, just kind of strayed away from working out on a regular schedule. And when I started Advocare, that's where I was coming from. So I had an athletic background, but I'd been slacking for a while. And Advocare, the 24-day challenge, just kind of gave me the confidence to get back in shape, and it absolutely worked, and I've been going strong ever since.
How long are you doing? I mean, and she's just started to do with you because she's your client.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
so how long you know Allison?
I've known her for a long time, but I've been working with her for the past year, fitness-wise.
And why you decided, you know, for so long, why you decided to work with Allison?
Because I saw results in what she was doing through, like, her Facebook and just, you know, talking with her and hearing how her programs were going. And so if you see results on somebody, that's kind of the best selling point I can think of. So I decided to try it.
All right. Thank
Great.
You so much. And, again, you see results, that's why you want to work with the best. Thank you
exactly.
And good luck to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We have another caller.
No, we don't, but we, what happens after the 24-day challenge? What happens after that?
I'm going to question I get. And like I said, the whole design behind the 24, I always say this isn't the end, this is just the beginning. This is your kickstart. This is your goal. And so with people, of course, I like to continue with their nutrition. Of course, doing what they learn, it's that lifestyle change, you know, giving them what they need to go ahead and reach their goal. And then, of course, keep them on the supplementation that they need, you know, to bridge the gaps for them. So it's very individualized and very personalized, you know, depending on that person and what exactly their needs and their goals are. You know, they're trying to lose weight, trying to put on weight. It depends.
We're talking about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can be so kind and tell us, you know, and I know it's you can't tell us because each person is on its own,
mm-hmm.
but what's the best meal? I mean, how I need to start my day and what's the best with all the supplements?
Definitely how you start your day, breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I always say, that's when you really click on your metabolism, because when you wake up, you're coming out of the fastest state and your body needs that glycogen right away. Otherwise, you're not going to go in any fat burning mode, and that's the most important meal. I go back to what people used to say. You know, years ago, breakfast is the most important meal. And the biggest thing I would say to keep in your mind is balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people, I educate people on proper carbs that are going to help burn fat. One of those carbohydrates would actually be oatmeal, which, of course, you know, has many other benefits, you know, lowering cholesterol. So, you know, a good, I would say, you know, general healthy breakfast would be, you know, some oatmeal. I love eggs for the, you know, biological protein content, and berries, you know, a nice fruit in the morning, and that would be something to be considered balanced.
So, but you say that breakfast, it's a protein, it's what?
A carbohydrate, a complex carbohydrate that's going to help you burn fat, which is probably one of the biggest educators upon, you know, like I just use the example of oatmeal being one of them. So, yeah, absolutely.
Plain oatmeal or just to add food?
Nothing instant. So I personally like steel cut oatmeal.
Yeah.
I love steel cut. But, you know, you could get the, if you're going to go ahead and get, you know, the Quaker, make sure it's not instant. You know, you want that grain because the difference between oatmeal and just a piece of bread in the morning is that your body actually has to recruit energy to break it down. It's what we call a resistant starch. So your body's going to go ahead and wake up and start working hard to go ahead and break down that grain, you know, inside your body. So definitely oatmeal would be a good complex carbohydrate to have in the morning. You want a protein as well, so you want to think balanced. So your carbohydrate, I usually give people a list of carbohydrates, you know, we use oatmeal, lean protein. I do love eggs for all the nutrition and all the value in there. So that would be an example of a lean protein in the morning. And then also that's when I say to have your fruit. And great fruits that are high in antioxidants, which of course we need to help prevent against cancer. So berries are very high in antioxidants. So that's also a great option.
What about the all the shake, you know? Just I heard someplace that you the shake, you know, the blueberry and bananas, and that's how you're going to
start. Are you saying shakes and smoothies or
yes,
all
smoothies,
of it?
Yeah.
Only thing that I would say about a smoothie is that usually they're very high in sugar. You know, it depends. I do love, you know, juicing or blending different, you know, vegetables and fruits. I'm also very careful what I put in it. You know, because you also don't want to walk out with something that's, you know, extremely high in sugar. And then again, you want some balance, which is why I like people to go ahead and eat a proper breakfast and go ahead and eat their fruit in the morning with their breakfast.
This is breakfast. What about lunch?
Lunch, I would go ahead and say the same thing. That's also when I take a balanced meal. I would do another complex carbohydrate, something that's going to help you burn fat. So we'll take another example. You could do brown rice or sweet potato. Those also contain resistant starch and will, you know, help you recruit energy to go ahead and burn fat.
So sweet potato with what?
Sweet potato with a lean protein. So you could do chicken, turkey, fish, and then a vegetable. Instead of fruit, then I'd go ahead and switch to your vegetables.
Dinner.
Mm-hmm. Dinner is when I would say to do lean protein, your vegetable, and instead of a complex carbohydrate, I say have more of a fibrous type carbohydrate because your body's winding down. And your body doesn't need to be breaking that down. You don't want that to store as fat. So usually I tell someone to take, you know, add some cauliflower to your vegetables, you know, extra broccoli, or a really great option would be, you know, the beans or lentils, something of that nature.
And it's three meals, so you...
I absolutely recommend eating every 3 hours. That's pretty much the difference between your metabolism, you know, slowing down or speeding up. When you're feeding your body, and that's probably the biggest mind change, you have to think of food as fuel, and you want that to speed up your metabolism. So eating every few hours will speed up your metabolism. So rather than, you know, I'd say here's the change they can make. If you're eating three meals a day, go ahead and start with five. So you'd want to do breakfast, a few hours later, have a snack. A few hours later, have your lunch. A few hours later, have another snack, and then have dinner.
How is all the supplements, the omega-3, the vitamins, and how is all fit with this? I mean, how many times a day do you use it?
I usually recommend with omegas, the omegas that I do use, I give to people with breakfast because you want to take it with a meal and also with dinner, again, so it's spaced out. Yeah, so that's usually when I recommend to take your omegas.
One of the things you need to be just be aware, consult with your doctor before you start any diet or any change in the nutrition, because each person is own. If you take another medication, if you have a problem, if you have a physical problem, just consult with your physician and then call Karen, call Allison, and surprise, 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 we have an amazing person. And do you know who's coming this, you met this handsome guy?
I haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah. So let's cheer for Sergeant Major Billy Hatchett. Woo!
How are we doing?
All right.
You guys got the party started before you got here.
Absolutely, because you just came to the gym and it's So tell us, how long have you been doing what you do? I mean, for the...
A little over 30 years now.
30 years. And because you train, it's consulted with Allison and Karen, let's say, look like...
Let me They're my idols, actually.
He's Mr. Charisma. He can get any aerobic room going. He gets the women and the men going to the workout.
Yeah, it's true. The first, I something is special, I need to say, nobody can listen to it right now. Of course, just a million different people. The first time I came to the gym, you know, me and Jim, I'll be first to go, I went to a beauty class, and something was amazing, you know, it was so energetic, and the way he motivated everybody, it wasn't easy. It's still not easy, but it's really amazing. What do you like about your class, Billy?
I like the variety of people that we get in our classes. It's not just for anybody who's fit. It's for the beginner, the advanced, the intermediate. And I usually get a good response from them. If I can see that everybody's having a good time, they're going to come back again. They're going to keep working out. It's kind of like what Elson was talking about, a good meal plan. You got to stay on it for it to work. The same thing. It doesn't work by itself. Exercise is very important. Most people will go to a class and be maybe too intimidated, and you may not see them again. But if you can put the show on and get them in there, they can work out, get their cardiovascular up, muscle endurance, and give them an experience, a fitness experience. What I call it, I like creating fitness magic. If I can create that in a class, I know you're going to come back next time and a time after that. And after 30-something years, that's how people just keep coming back. I'll keep creating the magic. You just keep coming back, and we'll do, all three of us, we'll do our part to do what we got to do to get you in shape.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, for the person who's listening, who's on the edge of their seat, right, and they're worried about their schedule and their children and, you know, all these other things, and they're not making the time for themselves to improve their eating habits, improving their strength in their body and really their mind, you know, what do you tell them? You know, how do you encourage them?
I would say, first of all, it's time to start thinking for yourself and thinking about yourself. If you don't get in shape, and if your ages vary, but let's say middle-aged people, the majority of our people are middle-aged people. If you don't take care of yourself now, it's going to be too late because you're not going to be able to take care of your children. You're not going to be able to take care of your family. And that's what you owe
that's
to yourself.
Right.
And you know what? You can make time because the busiest person in the world, the President of the United States is probably one of the most busiest, I don't care what anybody says about it, busiest guy in the world. He has to take time to take care of himself because if he's not, he's not going to be good
right.
to anybody.
Effective, right.
It's an investment in yourself.
And you know, when you have a car, you go once in a while just to change your oil, if you take care of your car with that. So take care of your body. Your body is your...
Dr. Bill, that's the best example. Your car, without the proper gas and oil and changing oil, is not going to run very well. It's going to run, but it's not going to be in balance. And I think that the combination of everything, diet and exercise, and actually, you know, feeling good about yourself, and maybe it comes from within. That puts your life in balance. And once your life is in balance, it's easy. It just comes easy after that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're out of balance, you're the first person to say, I don't feel really good today. I haven't felt good in a long time. And if you look at yourself really deep, you're going to say, why? Because I'm not in sync. I'm not in balance. So this whole thing that we do special is putting everybody in balance.
Yeah.
Billy, you have a special program. It's a boot camp on the beach. So can you tell us about it?
Yes, we do the boot camp on the beach. Several different places at a busy body now that we've been doing our boot camp program, which is three times a week. And we go to the beach because the beach, number one, is usually always beautiful, unless it's raining like crazy, but it's always beautiful. It's a different atmosphere. It gives you a great workout. The sand is easier on your knees. And it's just a change of environment. So if you want to get out of the gym and the confines of the four walls, you take it outside a little bit and get something a little bit different. The beach on Saturday mornings for us has been... We've been doing that. I've been doing it since 2002 on the beach since here. So people just keep coming.
What beach and what time?
We're at Deerfield Beach on Saturday mornings at 8:30 in the morning. We do the workout out of the Busy Body Gym West on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, the boot camp program. Sergeant Karen, myself, we do it with my son Billy, and it's an awesome workout.
And it's not easy.
Every time I say sergeant, I get
people say boot camp, but there's a lot of boot camps. Anybody can do it out there. But because my military training experience and background is I started a company called United States Fitness Corps, just like the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And we organize that, have an organizational chart starting from a sergeant major to the sergeant. And it really works because then – Everybody's got their responsibilities. They got a job to do, and then the respect from the people come because you don't give it, you have to earn it. And then it just falls into place from there. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, look at him just talking about this and he's glowing. You know, all of
they
them.
All,
yeah,
they
yeah,
are
yeah,
glowing.
Yeah, yeah. They're gonna say, all right, let's start. Let's go to another break. And and when we're coming back, please call us at 347-945-7246. And the topic today is very, very interesting because you need to take care of yourself, physical, mental, and
absolutely.
All right?
Absolutely.
Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Right Stream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Right Stream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
And welcome again, Family Power, every Wednesday, 7 to 8. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. And please, if you have any question, any suggestion, you can write them on Family Power. And today, Sheena, first, you know what? Who you are? You're sitting next to me, and I don't know who you are.
I am Sheena Bedroom Wise, family law attorney, and I practice in Palm Beach and Broward County. And you can reach me at 954-783-9737, or you can send me an email at sbwise@wiselawoffice.com, or you can tweet me at sbwiselaw.
And yeah. I am Dr. Billy. And again, you are the wisest choice in family law.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I'm Dr. Billy Eisenman. I'm a clinical psychologist and family therapist. And you can reach me at 561-271-7106. And you can email me, drbeisenberg@gmail.com. And you can tweet me. No, don't tweet me. And as you know, since I don't believe in long-term therapy, I guarantee you start to see results after the first session. And today we're talking about mind
fitness.
And body.
Yes.
And fitness.
Fitness.
So, Alison, tell us, what do you want to tell us
last
about thought. Yes, the last thought.
Our last thought. Encouragement. Anyone can make a change, and we're all about lifestyle change and changing from the inside out. And just like Billy was saying, you know, me too, you know, being a mom, and I can identify with all of that. And you really do just have to make time for you. Like Karen said, that's our sanity.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get to the gym. You don't want to talk to me.
Yeah. Before I'm going to take your information, Alison is?
I am a personal trainer, fitness instructor, and a licensed nutrition consultant.
How people can find and give their phone number?
561-674-5900 or Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, at AllyFit, AllyFit.com.
And of course, you can see all the information on our Facebook page. Finish your sentence. Karen is?
Karen is a personal trainer. Personal aerobic, also an aerobics instructor and a U.S. Fit Corps drill instructor. And I think everybody needs to find a passion, something that motivates them, and just get moving, whether it's walking, Zumba, strength training, running marathons, whatever you can find it and use it.
And how people can reach you, Karen?
They can reach me at 561-866-2162 or email me at kgerard, G-I-R-A-R-D, 768 at bellsouth.net.
And okay. Again, all this information you can find on Facebook. And you, sir?
I'm nothing. they call me Sergeant Major Billy Hodge. I'm the owner and founder of the United States Fitness Corps Bootcamp Program. I call myself a fitness specialist because I have a wide variety of things, and a personal trainer. If you have any questions about fitness, you can call me at 561-756-2035. I'll be happy to answer your questions. If I don't know, I'll ask Karen or Alice, and we'll find the answers for you. And you can also face me at Sergeant Major Billy Hodge. Message me, and I'll be happy to talk to you. Look forward to meeting anybody.
And no doubt you are the best in town, the best in the world. I mean, you are, all of you.
Please come for your first introductory class to one of boot camps.
Hey.
We start Saturday mornings at 10:30 at Busy Body West. And the most other popular class, other than the boot camp classes, if you don't want to go outside, is the My Power Hour, which is on Monday nights at the West Gym and Wednesday nights at the East Gym, 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, okay.
It's head-to-toe, body sculpting, barbells, dumbbells, you name it, and I guarantee you're going to get you in shape. Stop making excuses. Get off the couch. Take care of yourself. And visit one of us, because if I don't do it, one of these two ladies will definitely take care of it.
I do recognize that health benefits that I see it, and like my mom had, she struggled with health issues, and she started doing Zumba and working out, and her eyes are brighter, and she's just happier, and it's just
more energy.
Take the time to take care of yourself.
I would like to thank you. You're most welcome to come again and again, because it's really great topic.
Yeah.
And I think people want to know, there's a lot of callers, people right. want to know mm-hmm. about nutrition, about exercise, and all of you, you are the best. I mean, that's, I know.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, my darling. Thank you so much.
Thank
we'll see you next Wednesday. And again, go to the Facebook and listen to the archive. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.